What's up, everybody? It's Waleed. I'm doing this podcast in my car, so if you hear some traffic, that is why. But I'm damn dedicated to make sure that you guys get really great content. So having said that, I want to welcome all the new people. Every single month, this podcast keeps breaking the record of the month before. And I think January might be on track for that too. So I don't advertise this podcast whatsoever. You guys are finding me and the message I'm trying to put out there. So I just want to say thank you from me, and thank you from yourself, because you are investing in your career. And those people that invest in their careers are the ones that are going to go very far. Those people that are following the trends and they're not willing to invest in studying more, to learn more, you're probably not going to go very far. And this podcast is about truth, and that's all that it is. I don't sugarcoat, never wanted to learn. And we're not doing that. For the people that have been returning to my podcast episode after episode, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm seeing the numbers grow, and I'm also noticing trends change in the photography industry, where less people are demanding we work for free, less people are trying to screw us over for our copyrights, for our budgets, and I'm watching more people defend each other and defend the art of photography. And so for that, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Not just from me, but from every photographer in the world. Because when I defend my work, I'm defending your work. And when you defend your work, you are defending my work. And that's how it works. And that's how they were able to break us, is that we undercut each other. We sabotage each other. And so they watched us divide and conquer. Or they divided us and conquered us. Those days are done. I'm watching the trend. It's consistent. And I even heard a friend of mine who is a magazine editor, and he said to me, Waleed, it's harder and harder to find photographers who are willing to shoot for free and they don't want a budget. Imagine that. Imagine that. Somebody wants to get paid for their work. And I don't want to say his name. And I just said, I started laughing and I said, good, cheap asses. You guys got to pay, at least pay for the production if you can't pay the photographer at the moment. And so what he is doing is moving down the ranks of photographers willing to work for free. Okay, but here's the beautiful part of it, and I hope you laugh. He has had to do 2 editorial shoots over again, because you get what you pay for, and if you don't pay for anything, you're gonna get the crap photographers. So he has now had to go back, and that's how he told me about it. And that's that. So I wanted that, just that wasn't even part of the plan today, but I wanted you to know about that. All right, but today I'm gonna talk to you about 3 different ways that you can become the master in your photography, in your market. Master, again, if you've heard me say it a million times, it's because it's worth saying a million times. Being the master is what's going to get you paid in the new economy. Because photography has been democratized, and it means that it's easily accessible and fairly accessible to everybody, where there used to be 100 photographers, there's 100,000 now. Okay, so how are you going to stand out? You're going to stand out by either spending a crap ton of money, or you're going to stand out by being the master at it. And you know what? Being the master at it is so much far better spent with your time than anything else. All right, we're getting some sirens, and I've always been told to pray for the person. Say a prayer when you hear sirens, because somebody's afraid for their life. So anyways, wanted to pass that on. All right, we're going to go. 3 tips that I have for you to become the master. The master is the one that is going to make the money in the new market. Trust me on that. All right, number 1, use up your meetup.com access. Meetup is a website where it lets you meet up with people with similar interests. And you would be surprised how niche down it is, okay? If you are a mom between 30 to 35, like to take hikes with a kid on a little backpack thing, you know, when they put it on their chest, there's a meetup for that. If you are vegan, and you are Middle Eastern, there's a meetup group for that. Okay? It is so niche down. So what I would love for you to do is to be the master and start your own meetup group. How amazing would that be if you are based in Des Moines, Iowa, or if you're in Miami, Florida, or wherever you are, or even somewhere globally, for you to start a meetup. It doesn't take much effort. You go, you talk to a local coffee shop, and you say, hi, what is your deadest night of the week? They might say Monday, or Tuesday, or Friday, or whatever. And you say, can I occupy two tables? Can we reserve it for 2 hours every Friday? It's going to start out slow, but it's going to build up, and I want to bring people here. I'm a photographer. I would love to do a meetup. I'd love to put a flyer on your bulletin board here or a sign on your counter, and I want to bring people in, and we want to talk photography. And they, in turn, obviously have to buy something at the cafe, so they're going to win. It's their deadest night. It doesn't cost them anything. You're bringing businesses in, so that's a beautiful thing. Use Meetup. Have a meetup that serves your business. There's no point in having a hiking meetup if you're a wedding photographer. You want to have a meetup that is going to serve your customers, okay? So, here's an example. Are you new and engaged? Do you know how to pick your wedding photographer? Come to my meetup. In 3 meetups, you will be able to learn everything you need to learn. Okay? Come to my meetup for a posing guide at a local warehouse or photo studio or wherever. And I'm gonna teach you the best poses so you can have the incredible engagement pictures. All right, do you wanna do a meetup for how to pick your photographer, how to decide which package is good for you, which photographer is good, what to look for, what to avoid, what to look for in the contract, all that, okay? Now, I'll tell you why this is really good, because you're thinking, the hell, Waleed, why are you telling me to train somebody else's client? People are innately lazy. They want things done for them. We, as photographers, have signed up for the service role, and it's an honor to be in the service role, so you want to service your customers. Ultimately, when it comes down to it, you want to establish yourself as the master in what you do. By being the master in what you do, they trust you more than everybody else. If they're coming to you for those tips, they are probably, not all of them, I want to say at least 30% of them, and that's a lot, okay, are going to say, hey, Waleed, or whatever your name is, okay, how's your availability for June 12th? Because we really like you. We like talking to you. You know what you're talking about. We would love for you to photograph our wedding. Boom. There you go. You just sold them without selling them. That's the future of sales. It's always been sales, actually, is that you want to help them, and then they in turn help you. All right. So use meetup.com. Start your own meetup. If you're not sure how they run, join a few meetups. Whatever it is, doesn't have to be photography. Go for walks, go for hikes, go for organic grocery food shopping, go for drawing, go for talking about your childhood, go for talking about music, whatever there is a meetup for it. Go walk in, go to a few of them, be involved, find out what you love about it, find out what you don't love about it, and you're gonna win, okay? Number 2. In continuation of not selling, so you can sell, let's talk about that. Are you giving value to people? So we were talking about point number one is give value through meetup.com. Point number 2, give value through your Facebook, through your Instagram. All right. So if you are a baby photographer, are you giving them a list of things that they could pull from Home Depot, from their local thrift stores, from their own garage, that make beautiful backgrounds for infant portraits while shooting on an iPhone? You see what I'm saying? Are you helping them? Are you getting them to download your free PDF, and then in turn they give you an email, and then you might serve them a couple more emails, like a funnel, that says, hey, I hope you liked that download. I also wanted to tell you, here's a couple things to make your lighting better. You know, give them value, and then on the second or maybe third email, sell your product and say, how are the baby photos going? If you're not perfect yet, don't worry about it. It's a starting point. You're going to be amazing, but your baby is not going to stop growing. So if you need professional photos in the meantime while you practice and you'd love to see me work, I would love to give you an exclusive offer. This is 20% off my package. My package is $480. Take 20% off of that. Okay. So provide value again, but you're becoming the master. They're coming to you. They're going to share your information. And there's that. Two, bridge off of that, if you find that you are getting people to come to your meetups, if you're getting people to come to your lead page, your lead magnet page. Lead magnet is the page that you land on and you get a free download, okay? But in exchange, they give you their email. So if you're getting people to do that and you are servicing a local area, what I would also consider is if you have some cold leads are the ones that are like, they're cold, you know, they're not so interested yet. Then the warm leads are the ones that are really inquiring back and forth. It doesn't matter. You could do it with either one. For cold leads and warm leads, I would consider if it's engagement shoot, if it's baby shoot, if it's cars, if it's restaurants, all right? You could say, I'm having mini shoots on a certain day. Hey, restaurants, we're going to meet at this kitchen. We're going to meet at this restaurant who's kind enough to host us. They're going to let you prepare your meal, warm it up there a little bit, and I'm doing beautiful pictures for your menu, for your social media, for your websites. Same thing, newborn photos, baby photos, family photos, engagement shoots, you can do mini sessions. And here's cars, you guys, the people that are automotive enthusiasts, like all those Subaru owners, classic cars, muscle cars, whatever it is, there's a community about them. Somebody explained to me that Subaru owners are known for, they're known for pulling over to the side of the street and helping fellow Subaru people if they have a flat tire, if they have, they ran out of gas. Like, that's like their unwritten code of ethics. You stop and you help them, right? Talk about community. What if you tap into that community? These people trick up their cars, real good or real bad, whatever your opinion of it is, right? But they spend a lot of time on it. Now, what if you were to speak to somebody that owns a big parking lot, a big business or something, and you say, hey guys, can we rent your parking lot for $50 for the night? Or can I just shoot here? And a lot of times they'll say yes. And you do a car meetup where people get to come in and talk about or showcase their cars, and they get to have a photo shoot with you with the right lights and gels and smoke and shadows and everything, and they get to take pictures with their car, they get to take pictures in their car, they get to take pictures of their car. You know how many of these people spend a lot of money on their car and they want it to look beautiful, so they put it on their Instagrams and their Facebooks? Help them. And you could charge somebody $800 for a little session, or you could say, hey guys, it's $150 a person, and book 15 cars. Make way more money. Give somebody, so ultimately, everything is a bridge to the next. Become the master in it. Become the guy or the girl. I want more girls to pick up a camera. Become the person that takes groups together and gives them something that they need. Become the person that takes people of the community together and gives them something that they need. It's always value. Become the person that takes people online in their local area. You can target Facebook ads. You can target Instagram ads and gives them what they need. In turn, they are going to give you what you need, which is their business, which is their support and their network. All right. So I hope that that helps you. I think that that's very helpful, and that's where the future of sales on the masses is going to be. It's about providing value and not really selling. By providing value, people are going to buy from you. Listen, I've had a photograph for 3 years. For 3 years, I've been giving value. YouTube, blog, Instagram, Twitter. I don't really use my Twitter, so take that one out of the equation. And now a podcast. Here's what's happening. I'm releasing my course on helping photographers start their business from A to Z. In under 3 months, you're going to basically learn what I learned over a decade of work. You're going to avoid the mistakes. You're going to win by the things that help me win. And it's going to be mapped out for you. It's going to hold your hand through the whole thing. All right. I haven't released the course yet. It's going to be released in a few weeks. Just by sending one email to my mailing list, I sold quite a few. And a lot of people invested in their careers and everything. The reason why is nothing. Check this out, okay? This blows my mind. At the time when I did a pre-sale, yes, they got a discount, but still, it was several hundred dollars. Not 1 second of the course had been filmed or recorded in any way. They had no idea. There was no physical product. Now it has been, and we're just tidying it up, and next 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to be released. But these people put hundreds of dollars down on an investment on themselves and their career and on me, based on the fact that I had been giving them value. They trusted me. They wanted to support me. And I'm so thankful for that. And if you are in that group right now and you're listening to this, thank you. That means a lot to me. That makes me want to work harder, and that makes me want to give more and make sure that you guys have the most perfect course. Now, the course is an investment. One or two clients, and you're going to pay for everything. You're going to pay for it, I mean, so much, okay? You're going to have more years where you are, instead of going in circles and doing 180s and walking into dead-end situations, you're going to have that many years making money and surpassing the competition. So that's why it's such a huge investment. But these people invested in me without even having a product in front of them, without even seeing what was the chapters. That says a lot. And I'm telling you, when you give people and you give from the bottom of your heart and you want people to win and you want to help people, and whether they buy from you or not, you're still wanting to give them and help them and better their lives. People are loyal. People want to help you, and people understand that it's a service and they want to get to the end point destination faster. Sometimes they don't want to photograph their babies. They're like, I got it. Thank you. I can do it on any Saturday, any given Tuesday, whatever. But for this one special time, I want you to photograph it, and I'm willing to pay you, and I trust you, and I want to make it right. By making it right, I mean, you've given them so much information. They want to help you a little too. People want to help you. All right. So I hope that those three bits helped you. If you are interested, by the way, in receiving information about the course, click the link in the description of this podcast, or send me a DM on Instagram at How to Photograph. All one word, How to Photograph. Tell me you heard my podcast and tell me I owe you a percentage off of that course. All right. And I'll give you a percentage off. So if you heard this podcast, all right, guys. Thank you so much. My name is Waleed Azami. Be good to each other. Keep shooting. Keep looking around and looking at ways to better everyone's lives. And it's an honor taking pictures. So look at it that way. All right. Bye-bye.